So this video, I'm going to give you my 10 daily steps, basically my daily routine that I follow to get most productive in a day, to get most time out of the day, to enable you basically in the crisis to increase productivity and increase your income from your daily actions. Things that people always wonder with these daily routines and how you could actually sustain that is that everyone fears that you have a little bit of, you're out of balance, you know, you're out of kind of life balance. In my opinion, you have to be right now. Like, there's no perfect life balance right now where you get to spend, you know, enough time at work, enough time with your loved ones, and enough time on the things that you like to do. I basically developed my routine that I've been following now since the crisis kind of started here so that I get most income and most productivity out of a day. And I want to share that with you. Basically, these are my 10 steps that I follow every day. And those 10 steps enable me to get 10 to 11 hours of work out of every day, to exercise 1 to 2 hours a day, to eat clean and healthy, to spend time with my loved ones, to spend time on myself, with myself, and doing some sort of self-improvement on daily basis. And at the same time, sleeping enough. Today, I'm going to share this all with you. And if you stick to the end of this video, I'm going to give you a bonus tip here that will definitely help you to get out of the crisis, not in a day where you complain about all the losses, but where actually you grow and get better out of the crisis than you went in. And I know the crisis is here and we all have to, you know, we have so much uncertainty around and everyone kind of says you have to save money, you have to save up, you have to you know, everything is uncertain if you get to keep your job. And while I believe that you should save money wherever you can, you have to be very careful not to let that spending less money taking effect on you so that you spend less time on everything else. So you cannot just retreat and sit on the couch and feel sorry for yourself. You still have to get out there and put more effort in and more time and more energy into, you know, producing, because you need to generate your income now. You cannot rely on, you know, that you can keep your job. You have to speed up now and you have to take actions now to increase your income. So actually, there's one more thing I want to share with you, okay? And that is you have to get rid of all the toxic environment. What I mean with a toxic environment is the media that's just hammering bad news on you. You get flooded with bad news. If you turn on the TV now, there's no way you're going to see any good news, right? It's just bad news. The same goes for social media, okay? Block all of those things out. Get rid of Facebook, get rid of YouTube, get rid of all of the channels that now pound bad influence on you. You cannot take that. The situation is bad and it's probably the worst situation that we're going to be facing in our lifetime, right? And I'm not speaking about the virus, I'm speaking about the economy. I think we will never have seen anything like that in our lifetime, and it's very unlikely that we will have another event that big. So it's going to get bad. How bad? We will see. But you don't need to find out on TV that it's bad. You don't need the confirmation from people on TV tell you it's bad. It's bad. You have to focus on how to make the best out of your situation from that, okay? So you have to figure out how to get your productivity up. How do you get more done in less time? Because you probably need to work twice as hard to make half the money, you know? So you need to increase that productivity and change your strategy a little bit. Maybe you have to adjust if you wanted to start with Amazon FBA. Maybe you keep that funds first for your security and you start with drop shipping. That's just something that you might access, okay? And my routine that I'm going to share with you might seem extreme for some people, but it doesn't mean you cannot spend time with your kids anymore. It doesn't mean you cannot spend, you know, some time with your spouse or watching TV sometimes or doing any of that. It doesn't exclude that. From time to time, I do the same. I also get a pizza, you know, maybe once a week or something. It's not 100% strict every day. If you don't have the time to follow all of those 10 steps, the three things that you can do is to sleep enough, eat clean, move every day. That's definitely going to help you. How I start the day, basically, before I even start the day. The very first thing is the preparation on the day before. Because how you leave off yesterday is exactly how you're going to start today. Some of the things that I do in the evening is basically I put together my clothes. I put out my clothes that I want to wear next day. That can be my clothes that I'm wearing, and that can also be my workout clothes. Sometimes I just have my workout clothes, so I put them on in the morning. Because if you have them on already, it becomes much easier to also then just do your work. Second is breakfast preparation. So I just have the same breakfast every day. I do overnight oats, where I just put oats and some almond milk. I'm eating plant-based to a little bit more energy. And I'm going to get to that later. Cheap, quick breakfast that I don't have to think about, that I don't have to prepare in the morning. I just take it out and can start eating. Also water. It's very important that you start your day with water. Your body is dehydrating overnight. So the very first thing in the morning is just have a big glass of water. I add some lemon in sometimes, but you know, just get water in the morning. And that's the very first thing. Forget about coffee. Water is an important thing in the morning. Step number two is a fixed bedtime. That also goes to the day before, that counts for the previous day, right? You have to have a fixed bedtime. And you know, it sounds a little bit like, hey, come on, you know, I'm not a 12-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old kid. Like, you know, I kind of know what I'm doing, but you have to have this daily routine. So if you have the fixed bedtime, my fixed bedtime right now is 10 p.m. Of course, that helps me then for step number three. Step number three is getting up in time. So I need to sleep 7 to 8 hours every day to have enough energy for the day. And you should do the same. You shouldn't say, okay, the crisis here, I can only sleep 5 hours a night. That's not even possible to sustain over the day, to be productive, to have your mental strength, to have your brain power available. You need to have some sleep. So I aim for 7 to 8 hours, go to bed at 10, and my alarm rings at 5:30 in the morning. So step number three, get up early in the morning. If you raise before your family, before your kids, before your spouse, before life begins, before your phone starts buzzing, you have the advantage of focus. You can focus exactly on what are your goals today? What do you need to accomplish? The previous day, you already noted down what is important to do today. You already have a to-do list to do. You know, what are the most important things for today? And you can start cracking at it. That focus is so valuable. And that's why I like to start early. I know I was never someone who liked to get up early. I always considered myself someone as someone who needs to sleep in. But I promise you, after a week or two, after you go to bed at 10 o'clock, in the very first night, it's not going to be easy to fall asleep, you know? But you're going to crack on that routine. And if you don't allow yourself to take naps in the afternoon, eventually you're going to be sleepy at 10. If you go to bed at 10, well, automatically you wake up early. It's not even a challenge. It's not even hard. 5:30, the alarm rings, you get up. It can get so simple. It can get so easy. Once you develop a routine, you make a habit out of it. And also because the day has been prepared already, everything is there. Everything is ready. You scoop in the breakfast. You do whatever you have to do in the morning. Your clothes are ready. You can get ready in half an hour, right? So my aim is always to be in the office an hour later. And that's step number four that I do every day. For me, the most important time is the most productive time is the time in the morning. That's when my full brain power is there. That's when my stuff is not working yet. That's when my phone is not buzzing. That's when I can completely focus on doing whatever I have to do. And then it's really about doing the things that you're most uncomfortable to do, because those things become harder and harder over the day. So in the very beginning of the day, it's really about cracking down on the things that you really don't want to do, yet that you've been putting off for some time. The longer you put those things off, the harder it is to get them. You know those things, you know, where you're like, okay, I have to answer that person, I have to reply to the person, and then you don't do it, and then the longer you wait, the longer, the harder it gets, and then you eventually don't do it, and then you feel worse and worse about it. In the morning, keep cracking down on the things that are most important. It gives you a really productive feeling, and it gives you a real good start in the day if you can just check those things off your list in the morning. Now, if you don't have an office, and if you're not working from home, if you can't leave, if you have to stay in your house, and right now you don't have a space for yourself, you need to create that. You need to find a room in your house, you need to find a corner in your house, you need to have some place where you can be by yourself, where you can be completely focused, where you don't have distractions around you, where there's no TV, where there's no pet, where there's no kid, where there's no spouse. And you will be surprised how much you can get done in the first 3 hours of the day. Also, this is a time where you have to think about the things now in the crisis, especially. There are so many things that you should have done before, but you didn't do. Okay, so for me, it's, for example, following up with all my clients, right? Following up with all my leads. And that's something that now I'm doing, right? Because this is something that before I should have done, and I didn't pull through the way that I should have. So now this is one of the things. If you've been looking for your product to sell forever, well, now is the time to just choose it, okay? And subscribe to this channel, by the way, because we're going to do a lot more videos here on how you can start with no money? Because now in the crisis, this is really important. How can you start a business with no money down, and how can you make it work and create an income fast? And we want to be talking about that. But this includes steps that have been uncomfortable to you before. And these are really important things that especially get important now in the crisis, where you have to generate that income, where you have to double down on things that you wouldn't have done before, and where you have to get over your own fears to accomplish that. Because in the end of the crisis, you want to get out of this as a better person that you are now, and not as someone who got a lot of hits and who got punched in the face a lot. You don't want to get out of this depressed. You want to get out of the crisis with a feeling where you look around and you accomplished more than everyone else around you. That's how you want to get out of the crisis. This is step number five now, okay? So step number five, I exercise. You have to exercise daily. Tony Robbins is preaching that emotions come from motion. To feel good about yourself, you have to move. Usually I move a lot. I do triathlons, so I running, there's cycling, there's swimming, I hit the gym. So usually I work out twice a day for 2 to 4 hours a day. Now in the crisis, this is not possible because, like I said before, the life balance, there's no life balance now. But you have to put the time in for moving. You have to move. If you've never exercised in your life, now is the time to start. Okay, there are plenty of home workouts that you can do. Just go on YouTube, find home workout routine. You will find a lot of content. You will find a lot of things that you can do right now to work out at home, to do something. To, you know, if you can't go out for a run, you gotta move, you gotta do something. For me, that time is 10:30. That's when I, you know, either go for a run, that's when I hit the gym, that's when I just move. For me, it's about 1 or 2 hours. It really depends kind of my plan. But you have to start doing that. If you've already been hitting the gym twice a week, well, just do once a day, do some, you know, things that you can do at home just with your body weight. You have to start. No matter how old you are, how young you are, how, like, this is helping you, because your body starts burning and keeping you awake and keeping you energized over the day, okay? If you have that routine and you develop that habit, I promise this alone will just change your life. It changed my life. It is something that is so simple, and there are plenty of options for you to do that, okay? Then at around 12 o'clock, I'm done working out. Now we do step number six. So in step number six, now for lunch, I prepare my food twice a week for 3 to 4 days in advance. I eat plant-based food so that I have the energy of a day. I'm not saying I want to go fully vegan. Like, I like my burger sometimes. I like a steak sometimes. Like, that's, for me, the plant-based food is just about energy. Do you remember last time you ate a pizza? How did you feel? You know, food coma? Like, I have that. If I eat something heavy for lunch, I right away have to take a nap, right? With plant-based food, I don't have to. And that doesn't mean I can only eat, you know, broccoli or whatever. There are really delicious recipes out there that you can do. And I like to do the food prep. So first of all, I don't have to think about what to eat, right? I don't have to be like, oh, well, what can it be for lunch? Maybe I still need to get some groceries that I forget to buy. Maybe I need to order something. And also, this plays into saving money. Preparing food for 4 days, it can be incredibly cheap. And I do 2 different lunches, 2 different dinners, and then I have a, you know, I just switch them up every day. So day number one, I have dinner A. Day number two, I have dinner B. Day number three, I have dinner A. Day number four, I have dinner B. Same for lunch. Makes it so easy. It can be delicious. It is super easy to prepare. I take 2 hours to cook everything up every Sunday and every Wednesday. And then I have it prepared for 3 or 4 days. You need to get healthy food. It's so important, especially in the time now where you need to build up your immune system, okay? Around 1 o'clock or 1:30 in step number seven of my daily routine, I go back to work, okay? In step number seven, like I say, you go back to work. 1:30, 1 o'clock, that's the time when I go back to the office. And that's then when I start working until, you know, 7 p.m. or something like that. So from 1:30 to 7 p.m., I'm in the office, I'm focused, I'm not tired. If I get hungry again, I get some bananas. I always have them around, or I make a shake. The afternoon I really reserve to work with my staff, to work with my people, to follow up with new clients, to follow up with existing clients, to follow up with leads that I haven't followed up yet with. And it's really about just getting things done. It's just about productivity. It's just about the things that have to be done in a day on a daily basis. It's basically the daily work that has to be there. 7 o'clock is my dinner time. I take half an hour for dinner. So I go quickly home from my office to home. I only need 2 minutes. If you work in your house because you can't leave anyway, then from your workstation to the kitchen shouldn't be too far anyway. Because it's so quick and so easy to deal with the prepared food, At step number 9, it's good time for me to go back to work. So 7:30 p.m., that's time where I say, okay, I still have a little bit more time to work. And that's time that usually would be spent with my girlfriend at home, where we would, you know, play some games, or we would watch TV, or we would, you know, toss in a movie, or we would, you know, spend some time together. But because you're in a situation where you are required to provide now, you are required to take in actions that you wouldn't have done before. That's why I recommend you just, after dinner, just go back and do the dumb work. 7:30 to 9:30, that are 2 hours where I just do the things where you don't have to think about, where it's just about, there are always some things left on your list that you couldn't do that day. Just check those off. Like, your brain has no power anymore. It's just like the dumb work. Step number 10, 9:30, my workday is over. Now it's time to spend a little bit time with my girlfriend, with the people I love, with, you know, maybe I chat with my parents, maybe I give my sister a call, something like that. 10 p.m. is then again the bad time. I'll have prepared my stuff already. My clothes are laying out for next day. My breakfast is prepared for next day. Everything is there and ready to go. My to-do list is prepared, so I know exactly what I have to do. So here comes my bonus tip, how to get your productivity through the roof. If you want to make changes, if you're serious about coming out of the crisis better than in a better shape than you are now, if you're serious to get things done now, I know you might be forced to kind of do all of those steps, but if you want to improve your life, now is the best chance to do that, okay? Many, many people now will retreat, will not take any actions. This is the time where you can come out on top and where you can overtake everyone. So the bonus tip I have for you is you have to give something up. It's not all about adding things, getting a better diet, adding exercise, adding work hours. That is all things you do in addition, right? The biggest change that I have found is by giving something up. If you want to improve, you have to give something up. You have to give up bad habits. Maybe you quit smoking. I quit smoking 3 years ago. There's a book. Oh man, I don't even know. It's written by Alan Carr. Just look that up, read the book. You'll quit smoking. I know a lot of people that have quit smoking through that book. Just go for that. So you have to give up a habit. You have to give up bad habits. Give up social media. Give up, delete the games from your phone. All the stuff that you know that it's not good for you, that is distracting you from the goals, from creating income that you need urgently now during the crisis, get rid of all of those distractions. If you know that you have a knack for snacking chips, or that you have a knack for, you know, getting all those little snacks and that you don't need, that you know that are unhealthy, that you actually don't want to eat, don't buy them. Don't put them in your cart. Then they don't get in your fridge, then they don't get in your home, that they don't get in your mouth, then they don't get on your belly, okay? You have to give something up. That's my bonus tip here for you. So these are my 10 steps. I will summarize them for you one more time, what I do a day, and then I'll let you go for today. Step number 1, the day starts how you left off yesterday. Get your preparations done in the evening before you start your day. Step number 2, fixed bad time, fixed routine. If you cannot go to bed at a fixed time, you cannot get up at a fixed time, and then your whole day, you will not be as productive as you can. Step number 3, start your day early, start your day with focus, start your day with a routine. Step number 4, I'm at the office at 6:30. I try to get the most important things done of the day that are the most annoying, that are the most difficult, that are the things that I want to do the least. Number 5, emotion comes from motion. Move every day. Number 6 for me, 12 o'clock is lunchtime. Prepare your food or ask your spouse to prepare it. Try to eat plant-based food. Avoid fatty foods. Avoid oily foods. Avoid meats, that because all of that will slow you down. All of that will really stop your productivity. 1:30 back to work, that is the time where it's just the day-to-day things that you have to do anyway, where you reply your emails and where you do the things to do that you have to do on daily basis. 7 p.m. dinner time for me, that is where it's all coming back down to food preparation, to easy food, to simple food, to cheap foods that are easy to digest, that you can just quickly prepare or have your spouse prepare, you know, toss them in, great. After dinner, don't fall into the trap of your habit of saying, okay, now was dinner time, the day is over. No, the day is not over. Try to squeeze out an hour or two more every day after dinner. If you do that every day, I promise you will get so many more things done. It's just 1 or 2 hours. Do the dumb things that you have to do anyway. Step number 10, early bad time. 9:30 for me is the time where I stop working, where I spend a little bit time with the people I love. And 10 o'clock is bedtime. As a bonus tip, give up something. You have to give something up to get better. That is my daily routine. That are the exact steps that I follow every day to boost productivity. What that gives you is going to be 10 to 11 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, time with your spouse, time for self-improvement. While you exercise, put in some audiobook, put in some program, put in some sales training, put in something that can improve yourself, put on a podcast. You know, get rid of the music. Just do something that can improve yourself. That's it from me for today. Subscribe to this channel. I'm going to teach you a lot in the next days, how you can start your own business without money down, how you can, even in the crisis, how you can get more money than you have done in your job before. Tune in tomorrow again. We're going back to daily videos. Last week, we haven't been very consistent with that because we were preparing a whole new blast of content. Find us on all kinds of social media channels. If you rather want to listen to what we talk about in the video, just get the podcast so you can find a group on Facebook where you can join other people that are just like you. We are basically everywhere between LinkedIn and TikTok. You can find us. So make sure to check out all the links. Also, there are free resources for you in the descriptions and all kinds of ways on how we can help you with coaching, with, you know, any kind of things that we can improve your life and help you to make the best out of your crisis.